Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you sent your Son into the world. And we thank you that he has spoken. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that we might hear words from you this morning through him that will teach us and help us. We pray that you would work in our hearts that we might listen and see. And we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I wonder how much you have thought about what Theo and Alfie are doing this morning. You might have just had an invitation and you've turned up because it was a kind invitation. You want to see what's happening, but you might not have thought about it too much. I mean, it obviously involves a big tub of pretty cold water. So that's part of it. And there's a big crowd of people here and they're singing heartily. And I wonder how much you've thought about what's actually happening now. I mean, to be fair, this kind of thing's quite rare these days, isn't it? It's not like you probably get loads of invitations to these sorts of services. And to be honest, it is a bit weird. Getting dunked in front of 150 people seems a little bit odd. And isn't it just kind of a bit of a leftover from the past? A bit outdated, a bit old-fashioned. Somehow people in the past used to do baptisms, that sort of thing. Well, I was going to say suggest, but I want to be stronger than that. I'm going to declare that it's the only thing that makes sense. What Theo and Alfie are doing this morning is the only thing, not the only thing, but it makes sense in life. It may be rare and it may not really be understood very much, but it has always made sense and it makes sense today. And through Jesus' words, I think we can see why it makes sense. Because Jesus declares at the beginning, they come to him, they meet with him. He's after the resurrection of Jesus. And Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So that means that every other authority is answerable to Jesus. All authority has been given to him. So if you're caught breaking the law, there's a little bit about that in Alfie's testimony. There's some testimonies at the back. I'll give them. They're going to speak to you, their testimonies, but there's some at the back as well. That's in there. If you're caught breaking the law, you have to give an account to those in authority. If you're caught mucking about at school, you have to give an answer to the teacher. And sometimes your parents insist on an explanation for your behavior. But even those authorities are all answerable to the Lord Jesus because he holds all authority. What Theo and Alfie are doing is recognizing reality today. That whatever other authorities they might be under, or whatever authority they might hold in life as they grow up, they are always under Christ's authority because all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. That means that Alfie and Theo, you and I, are under Christ's authority, whether we recognize that or not, because all authority has been given to him. To acknowledge that, simply to recognize reality of the world in which we live, makes sense. Jesus is Lord, is the way we put it. Well, you say, all very well. But on what grounds would we do that? Well, firstly, you can read the accounts of Jesus and the miracles that he did. the sicknesses that he healed, the storms that he calmed, all the miracles. You can read the accounts. If you've never read the accounts, you should. And if you haven't read them for a while, you should refresh yourselves. There'll be copies available if you want, copies of the Gospels. So you can literally, you can actually read the accounts of the miracles Jesus did. Read them. Come back. Ask questions about what you've read. But somebody who walks around doing the sorts of things Jesus did has some kind of authority. But more than that, these verses that we read here are straight after the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. See, Jesus holds all authority. That means he holds an authority over life and death. He is able to keep people alive. Now, that's kind of different from his own resurrection is different from all the other miracles that he did. Because the other miracles are sort of done to someone or done to something. But Jesus himself entered into death. He entered into death himself and conquered death that way. Not just raising somebody else from the dead, but being dead and rising to new life. When he was dead, he himself took up his life again. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. His miracles generally, particularly his resurrection, are the grounds for believing in his authority and recognizing it. But also his words. Jesus said that he would die and 3 days later rise from the dead. And then he did it. There's an authority in Jesus' words. What he speaks happens. And so, should we believe that Jesus has all authority in heaven and earth just because he says so? Yes. Because look at who is saying so. He is the one who did the miracles, even entered into death himself, and then rose again. If anybody's words have authority, then his words do. All authority in heaven on earth has been given to me, Jesus says. Every single one of us is therefore going to be answerable to him. And the sooner that we acknowledge that he is Lord, that he is the one who has all authority over you, whether you recognize that today or not, the sooner we do acknowledge that, the better. Because that is to run with reality and not to run with a lie. There is no escape from the one with all authority. There's no hiding place. There's no getting away with ignoring him. The risen Lord Jesus Christ, he has all authority in heaven and on earth. And so he says to his disciples in these words, go and make disciples. Disciples are simply people who follow, followers of Jesus. Because I have all authority, go and gather followers so that they can understand and realize the truth, that all authority is mine. Come and call people to do the only thing that makes sense, given that Jesus is risen from the dead. And he says to do two things when you make disciples. Firstly, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We'll be doing that. And teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Baptizing and teaching. Well, what lies behind that instruction to baptize? Well, what lies behind that is that we don't naturally do the thing that makes sense. If Jesus truly is in authority over all things, the thing that makes sense is to acknowledge that and to follow him. But we don't naturally do the thing that makes sense. We might recognize all sorts of authorities in the world. You may be the ideal school pupil, who recognizes every instruction that your teacher gives you and you just get on and do it. You might be a fully law-abiding citizen who never encroaches over the speed limit. You may always please your parents. Any parents voting for a child who always pleases them? Oh, shame. We might recognize all sorts of authorities in life generally, but even though we're so good, we may find ourselves ignoring the one who actually holds all authority in heaven and on earth. So we do all those things and we forget, ignore, neglect, sideline the Lord Jesus Christ from our lives. Now, Jesus himself taught us that we all naturally do this. That's how we roll out of bed in the morning. Naturally putting ourselves first and forgetting him. You may even have noticed that in yourself as I describe it. That is the thing that comes naturally. And so Jesus says, baptize. I'm going to give you this thing to do on the outside of a person, to tell you what I do on the inside of a person. I'm going to give you this outward sign of an inward reality, so that you can, if you like, see with your eyes the kind of thing I do in people's hearts. See, if we've not done the thing that makes sense, and we've already confessed our sins, that's all we're acknowledging. And Alfie and Theo are going to say similar things again in terms of rejecting Christ and turning to him. When we confess our sins, we're only owning up to what comes naturally to us. That's what we're talking about. See, the thing that doesn't make sense is to have Jesus pushed off the center of the stage and to put something else center stage, which is usually ourselves. And Jesus gives us baptism to say, look what I've done for you. Look why I've come into the world. See, you can't do baptism to yourself. Baptism is done to you. And Jesus says, yes, that outward picture is a picture of what I can do to you. And it's to do with sin, that rejecting God, and it's to do with death. See, sin is washed away, Jesus. I'll wash it away for you. That rejection of me, I will cleanse you. I'll wash you, not on the outside, on the inside. I'll do that for you. And that death, well, I've conquered death. We've seen that Jesus is risen from the dead. He hasn't conquered death just because death is something nasty that always gets in the way, never fits with what we want. No, he's conquered death, overcome death, because death is a punishment for sin. It's a punishment for ignoring the one who is in all authority. Christ came and died to take our sin and bear that punishment. Now, when you think about it, that sounds really odd, because it means Christ has come and died to bear the punishment that he was giving. as the one we're answerable to, the one in all authority. It's his punishment that is being dealt out. And yet he came and bore the punishment that was coming from him, so to speak. It does sound odd. It's like a teacher, you do something wrong at school and you get a detention, and the teacher says, "Now you go home, I will sit through the detention for you." That would be strange, wouldn't it? Jill and I once knew a family who from time to time, when their kids were young and they needed telling off, because as we've already proved, all children need telling off from time to time. When their kids were young, they needed telling off. Some punishment would be issued, whatever it was, bottom step, no screen time, whatever it was. And the parent would bear the punishment instead of the child, even though the child had done it wrong. They did it one day a year. Every year, they did it one day a year. They did it on Good Friday, the day that Jesus died on the cross, to teach their children what Christ has done. That he came and died to bear the punishment that he was giving. See, we begin to see the love of this one who has all authority. And Jesus said, "I'm going to give you this baptism so you can see on the outside the kind of salvation, the kind of good I can do for you on the inside. In fact, I'm going to give you this so you know the good that I'm doing on the inside." See, you might think that today is mainly about what Theo and Alfie are doing for Jesus. It's actually much more about what Jesus has done for Alfie and for Theo. The picture is of the normal, natural, the thing that comes naturally to us, ignoring God, sin and death. That's where we start. And then the picture of Jesus doing something to us as we go through the water and we come out washed and alive. Rather than being sinful and dead, through Jesus' work, pictured in baptism, washed and alive. Jesus is saying, you can't save yourself. That's what I do. See, the only sensible thing to do, the only thing that makes sense, if he is the one in all authority in heaven and earth, the next thing that makes sense, you acknowledge that, the only next thing that makes sense is to seek the washing and new life which he brings. Otherwise, you have to somehow give an answer to him, to give an account, to somehow defend yourself from the one who sees and knows all things, including our hearts. The only sensible thing to do is to recognize his authority and then recognize his salvation. I have all authority. Be baptized. Believe that Jesus' death bore your sin and his resurrection overcame death so that you could be washed and live under the one who has all authority. Recognize his authority, recognize his salvation, and then finally learn how to live. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. Actively come under his authority. It's the only thing that makes sense. Actively learn how not to neglect him and ignore him and push him to the sidelines. Learn how to live. The one who is in authority, the one who died to bear the punishment that was coming from him, for you? Well, the only thing that makes sense is to listen and learn from him. The one with all authority, the one who loved you so you could be forgiven and cleansed, who gives you a new life to live. Now, as a loyal subject, not a rebellious enemy. To listen and learn from the one who is with you today, tomorrow, until the end. Surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Who else would you want to be influenced by? Really? Who else would you want to be influenced by? Would you rather learn from? What could be more use to you as you look to your future? Who could be more use to you as you look to your future? Whether you're in retirement or looking towards retirement, or if you're in an exam year and you're wondering what's next, wherever you are, if you're asking questions like, who am I? What am I going to do that actually means something? Well, what could be more useful to you than the teaching of the risen, forgiven Lord Jesus Christ? He'll tell you who you are. He'll explain what it means to be a human being. He'll help you know what you're for. And who you can be. He'll help you, in other words, to recognize reality. He'll tell you, whether you realize it or not now, that you're under his authority. No one else is resurrected from the dead. He'll tell you you need the forgiveness that he paid for neglecting his authority that he paid for through his death on the cross. He'll wash you clean and give you a new way to live. He'll lead you and teach you in that new life. So the question for all of us then, whether it's your first time in church or whether you've been in church your whole life, it's the same question. Are you living like a baptized person? Are you recognizing that Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth and therefore over you too? Jesus is Lord. Are you knowing? Do you know that he has forgiven you by his death? Do you know that he is the Savior from sin and death? Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Savior. Are you learning from him how to live in the world as it actually is? A world where he is Lord and Savior. Learning from him how to live every day of your life until the end. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The Lord, the Savior. So are you living like a baptized person? I put it to you, it is the only thing that makes sense. So if you are living like that and you've not been baptized, you should get baptized. Talk to somebody about that after the service. If you are living like that and you have been baptized, then keep going. Be reminded today of his salvation for you and keep going. But if you aren't living as a baptized person, but you're beginning to think that maybe you should or you might, well, you're the person I'd most like to meet after the service. I'd love to know who you are. Seek me out. Grab a coffee. And come and find me. Is the Lord Jesus calling you right now? Theo and Alfie are showing you the way. They're honoring the Son of God. And he will honor those who honor him. So, sadly, such events as this might be rare because not everybody is recognizing the Lord Jesus. They may still seem a bit weird in the 21st century. But it's definitely not outdated. It's bang up to date. Jesus may have been around for a while, but he is the one who holds all authority until the end of the age and invites people to discover the salvation that he brings and to be taught by him how to live. Perhaps he will prove to be the only stable, lasting, unfailing, loving authority that we can find in the chaos of the modern world. That stability, that durability, the one who won't give up, who never changes, is reliable and can be trusted. Who gives you a structure for understanding the whole of life. Who he is, who I am, what I'm supposed to do, and what I'm for. Those things are pretty much missing from everything else that the world offers. People can't find these things anywhere else. We fool ourselves. But here's the one who's risen from the dead. Stable, lasting, unfailing, loving, holding authority. Perhaps he is the shelter, the refuge, the guide, the hope, the friend, the brother, the Lord and the Savior that we all, in fact, long for because we need him. Living as a baptized person is the only thing that makes sense. Theo and Alfie are doing what makes sense in our world. If you think there's something that makes more sense than to recognize the Lord Jesus, to listen to his words and live for him, then, well, yeah, I'd love to talk to you as well. Because if there's something that makes more sense, I don't think there is. Could there really be a better place to live? Could there really be a better person to live with than this great Lord who loved us and gave himself for us? The only thing that makes sense, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, there are so many confusing things about our world. Ideas which swirl around. Confusions which come. And Father, you have spoken into them. The Lord Jesus came and lived amongst us, your Son, from heaven. He taught us. He told us what to think and how to understand ourselves and the world in which we live. He taught us how to know you. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that in our own hearts we might bow to the one who holds all authority, that we might rejoice to know that he washes and gives new life through his death and resurrection. And that we might happily be taught and learn from him until the end of the age. Hear our prayer, we bring it in Jesus' name. Amen.